This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mr. Schneidman, my name is Peter. I've decided I'm going to sell my house myself, but I really don't know where to begin. I was wondering if I could hit you up for some tips on where to go from here.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Boy, I guess Richard intentionally tried to make him sound like James Carville. Now we need someone who sounds like Mary Madeline. Anybody out there? They've been married since 1993, polar opposites politically. So if they can make it, can't everyone get along? Today's guest, an architect with a twist, Jeff Shelton. How did he arrive at his unique designs? Apparently, LSD was not involved. What about State Street? What about his childhood? He's got some good stories. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look at in the first segment, in addition to what's pending, which I've been tracking now for 94 weeks. Always track what's pending, but now tracking the median price of said pending listings, just a snapshot at the end of the week. And so what do we have this week? That's a good question. 80 for the week ending February 13th, 2026, Friday the 13th, 81 listings were in escrow. Now, last year at this time, it was 67. The time before that, 57. I should say year before that. Year before that, 44. And in 2022, it was 65. 2021, the unicorn year, insane number of sales, 127. But going back in years, you know, it does go over 100. So this 81 is higher than it's been since 2022. Historically still low, but better than a sharp stick in the eye, as my first sales manager told me. The median price for said 81 pending listings for the week ending February 13th, 2026, is $2,275,000. Now, the year-to-date median price for the second 6 months of 2025 was $2,285,000. So here we are with pending listings at $2,275,000, unless they all sell over asking, might be lower than the second 6 months of the year. However, year-to-date, short period of time, 7 weeks, with the first week kind of straddling a few days of 2025, the median price year-to-date, $2.4 million. We ended up 2025's median price at $2.4 million. Last year, year-to-date, $2.9 million with 87 sales. So we're a few behind in the number of sales compared to last year. 81 sales, $2.4 million. 2025, 87 sales, $2.9 million? $2.9 million? Well, remember, last year, that first quarter and the first 6 months, we ended up at $2,650,000. For a median price, single-family homes for the first 6 months of 2025, dropping to the second 6 months of $2,285,000. And for the year, ending up at $2.4 million, and here we are, $2.4 million year-to-date. So we're not following last year's frenetic high sales. You know, things were just selling like crazy. But it didn't mean that your house went up that much in that first 6 months, but certainly the high end was selling. 81 sales year-to-date, last year 87, year before that 72, with a median price of $2.437,000, and that was in 2024, which ended up for the year at about $2.2 million. And 2023 was under $2 million, ended up at $2,223,000, so that kind of bounced around. But the number of sales, 81 year-to-date. What I also did, and I think I only did it, do it once a year, is I did the year-to-date pending. I'm not quite sure how to find pending year-to-date. There's a way. I don't think I ever figured it out. So I think for the first 7 weeks, I just counted the pending that I did for each week. And so we have 105 pendings year to date. Or is it pending? I don't know if pendings with an S is a word. 105 pending year to date through February 13th, 2026. 105. Last year was 108. So not too bad. Year before that, 85. Year before that, 72. Year before that, 101. And of course, the unicorn year 2021, we had 163 pending in the first 7 weeks of the year. You go back to 2015, the first 7 weeks of the year, we had 109 sales, 135 pending. That's versus this year, 81 sales and 105 pending. This year, the median price, $2.4 million. In 2015, it was $1,070,000. And the year ended up at $1,132,000. And here we are year-to-date, $2.4 million. And 2025's median price, $2.4 million. So the median price only doubled. That's not too shabby. Good work if you can get it. Smoke them if you got them. Okay, that's year to date, and that's pending. A little reminder, you want to have certain websites delete your personal data. I listened to tech guru Rich DeMuro, and he interviewed a person that's behind a California program that allows you to do just that. And the website address is privacy.ca.gov. If you can't remember that, privacy.ca.gov, just Google the request and opt out platform. So that I think is a great thing. We all are trying to protect ourselves. We're all trying to protect ourselves. Don't forget, if you go to radiorealestate.com, I suppose I should put that up there. I got so many websites up there now, I got to limit it. But on radiorealestate.com, if you live in the city of Santa Barbara, there's a link there to the city to protect yourself from squatters. So if you're going out of town, you want to make sure you fill out the right forms, or if you have a vacant property, or if you're even going out of town for a month, you don't want to come back and find squatters. And if you don't fill this form out, then it's not a criminal matter. Then suddenly they're tenants, and you have to get rid of them. It's a nightmare. So check that out. I know it exists all over Santa Barbara and the county. You could also do that. Time-wise, last month, road closure from the rain, Old Coast Highway from Park Place to Hot Springs Road. And it was kind of funny. I just discovered Park Place, a street that's just two blocks long. And I had brought it up because I was talking about Monopoly. Okay, coming up, my guest, Jeff Shelton, an architect with a twist. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.